The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Joining me today, I have Deborah Wayne, who is founder and director of the Biofield Healing Institute. She's an internationally known energy healer and a pain release expert whose specialty is helping people to rapidly find and remove the hidden cause for chronic pain, fatigue, depression, anxiety, trauma, weight, binge eating, and more. Welcome back to the show, Deborah.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me. It's great to be here today.
We are so thrilled to have you. You know, I met you at Mindshare, and I remember talking to you about energy and energy healing. And for those of you who are listening today, you may have heard me say this before, but I am in complete awe and admiration of all the amazing gifted energy healers that I meet, because for me, it's like, wow, I need history, physical exam, labs. I need all this stuff to get to the same place that these guys get to in what seems like an energy assessment that comes from somewhere else. So, you know, when I met Deborah, I was like, I can't do this. I don't have this gift. And she's like, no, you're wrong. We all have this gift. So Deborah, I would love for my listeners to hear your story and understand the field of, you know, of biofield healing and how it's related to pain release. Tell us a little bit about how you even landed here to begin with.
I'd love to. So I actually landed here because I trashed my own health, and I ended up over 30 years ago, if you had looked at my life and seen me from the outside looking in, it looked pretty darn good. I was married, had a very successful career in real estate. I had a big, beautiful four-bedroom home, a BMW in the garage. We had money in the bank. I mean, everything looked really good. But I had all this pain going on inside that was unexplainable. And my hair was falling out, and I had ulcers, and I couldn't digest any food. I had terrible insomnia. In fact, I literally drank myself to passing out every night just to be able to get any sleep, which obviously wasn't quality sleep. The list went on and on with the mysterious pains that came and went, but everything looked good. And so I hid this for a long time and tried to pretend and get back up on the horse and fake it till you make it and all these lovely slogans. But the fact was, is one Monday morning, I couldn't take it anymore. I had only two emotions, basically depression or anxiety. And that morning, I was just at rock bottom, and I literally was laying on the floor of my closet, my big, beautiful walk-in closet. But I was laying on the floor crying my eyes out, and I couldn't get dressed and couldn't go to work. And that day, I was out of ideas, I was out of willpower, and I finally surrendered. And I called a professional for help, which was very unlike me at that time. And what seemed like the worst day of my life turned out to be a crossroads that began an entirely new life. And I started listening and getting help and becoming open to a new way of living that invited me to go inward instead of focus so much on all the externals. And I went back to school. I took all kinds of workshops. I was a sponge for knowledge. I read over 100 books that first year. I started doing things that I feel were really significant. I started meditating. I went back to art classes and started working with ceramics, and I started dancing again. And what I now know today, yes, and I spent more time in nature, sometimes just quietly, literally laying in the grass or leaning against a tree. Now, this may sound ridiculous to many listeners, but what I know today, based on science, is that I was putting myself in what's sometimes referred to as a flow state. This is an altered state of consciousness where it's a relaxation state. And I literally rewired my nervous system and my brain. And
amazing.
If you And over the past 33 years now, I have practiced these flow states to the point where it's my natural state most of the time. And I, along the way, discovered, especially at the point when I went back to yoga, I had become a yoga instructor and really got into it and discovered there's this subtle level of energy. And I could feel it, literally, physically feel it. And one day I became aware that this energy was flowing out of my hands, that the palms of our hands are like very large energy centers. And as you focus inwardly, you become much more sensitive. And I had been refining my sensitivity to this for years, and unknowingly. Well, it reached a point where I became very attuned to the fact that this energy that I was sensing could be used to help other people as well as myself. And then in 2006, I had a really profound experience where it was as if someone turned on a faucet, a fire hydrant of energy in my hands. And up until that point, I had been practicing Reiki and studied mm-hmm. other forms of energy healing, but nothing ever really clicked for me, and it didn't get great results. But on that day in 2006, I believe what happened was I had prepared the inner soil, and it was ripe for this new way to come in. And this was something that just organically occurred for me, but I've never looked back since that day. And this was the day, the birthday of biofield healing immersion. And I've been experimenting. I experimented for about 2 years.
Practicing
I worked on a lot
since.
Of people and documented it, and like a little scientific researcher. And I really became aware that it was highly effective for pain, as well as many other things,
so,
but pain especially.
Well, and I want to learn more about what happened in 2006, but before we get there, for our listeners, you know, what you guys are hearing is in some ways similar to what you've heard with me or other guests, where it took a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. It took something happening with our own health or our life circumstances to essentially force us all to go inward. And as we go inward, we start to understand and accept ourselves. And as we have that acceptance, some of us have been able to transition to what Deborah today is talking about, is that flow state where you're in tune with yourself, you're in tune with energy. Some of us may not have made that complete transition yet, but that is sort of the journey that I'm seeing over and over again as I talk to these amazing healers around the world and people that are really trying to help others do better, feel better, be better, you know, all the other things that will ultimately benefit our planet. So in 2006, mm-hmm. you described the palm as the energy, one of the most powerful energy centers of the body. And in 2006, something happened within those palms. Can you describe that to us? I'm just curious. Like, what happened?
Absolutely.
What exactly happened? What's going on there?
So. All right. So I was teaching a yoga workshop on Kona in Hawaii, and I offered everyone Reiki sessions. And I had this beautiful garden setting in the backyard of my suite, and I laid out the massage table, and the first person came, got on the table. I raised my hands to go do a typical Reiki session, which is done the same way on every person. And when I did that, I heard an inner voice, and I gasped, and I went, ah! And I heard a voice inside of me say, no more Reiki, just stand there. And I literally felt this surge of palpable electricity flowing through my hands, and I began to move around the body, no touching. Now, with Reiki, you're touching the body, but I somehow intuitively knew to move around the body and just begin to explore the field around the body. Now, I was getting an intuitive guidance here that I still use today, but now it's refined into more of an exact way to work with this. Anyway, you can only imagine. I was really shocked. I was following my guidance and at the same time thinking, this woman is going to get up off this table and say, you are the biggest quack I have ever met in my life. And I had two voices going on. So what happened was, is at the end of that session when I guided her out, she looked at me, began sobbing her eyes out, and she said, I have been in chronic pain for over 15 years from head to toe. I have not had one day of pain relief. And whatever you just did, I now know the exact root cause of where I got this, how I got this. I have completed, I've learned from it. I am pain-free right now, and I know that I will never go back to that old state and way of being. And she has not. She only needed one session. And I've seen this again and again and again over the years. And so I never looked back. As I said, I began really experimenting for a couple of years before I went more public with all of this. And I worked on hundreds of people with the same results. And
that is amazing.
It is amazing. It really is. It's been the most exciting day of my life.
I want to take just a second to thank our sponsors today for hosting the show. Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add to water to get your greens anytime, anywhere. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself and use the code WHOLEHEALTH at Organifi.com to receive 20% off your order. So tell me what you think is happening in this biofield healing immersion method that you've created. What do you think is happening? I don't know if you can describe it down to science or just even physically. What do you think is happening that is relieving people of pain and trauma and some of these different conditions that we talked about?
Well, now I know there really is a lot of science that backs this up and explains it. So the Russians discovered and classified a new field in physics back in the 1980s, and they called it an information field. And they discovered there's this field of energy and information around every living thing, including our body. Now, people think of energy, but they don't realize there's information in this field. It's invisible to the eye, but I like to think of it as we have a recording device that's turned on 24/7, and it's literally recording and imprinting all the experiences of our life. Now, some of these, we don't realize how significantly they impact us. This could have happened way back in early childhood, and it could be a series of events. It could be people you were exposed to. Today, literally, when we get on the freeway, it's a traumatic event. People are driving in a two-ton weapon four inches from our bumper. we're just used to that level of stress, but we're imprinting the stress, the pain, these traumas from life constantly. And what happens is that it causes disturbances. This is disturbed information in our biofield. And if you have enough of these disturbances, it covers over the state that is what I believe is our natural state, which is a state of ease and comfort and health. And with biofield healing immersion, I've refined my ability, and I can teach others to do the same, where we scan the biofield, and literally in seconds, I can feel and find where these disturbances are. And when you change the vibration. See, it's all vibrational information. The state of health and happiness and joy is a very high vibration. The state of fear and anger and resentment and disease and pain is a low vibration. And people get used to this vibration. It becomes their normal. But if we go in and raise the vibration to a higher state, and these are states of consciousness, then everything that's at that low vibration drops out of the field. And it can happen, and it often does. It happens instantaneously. It can't hold its form at a higher vibration. So this is not a technique. This is learning how to access a higher vibration, a higher state of consciousness. And other people can learn to do this. This is not, I received unearned gift, so to speak. But everyone can learn to do this. I can now help other people entrain to the same vibration, this higher state, very rapidly. I've taught an 8-year-old boy how to do this, as well as adults. Yeah. So it's I believe it is our 21st century tool.
Yes.
For care, self-care, and health care. It's the future.
So I could not agree with you more, and we can get into that in just a second. But just to paint a picture for the listeners, if I came to you, for example, tell me what you would do. Tell me what you would physically do mm-hmm. if I walked into a room with you and you were trying to put me through this biofield immersion technique. I don't have chronic pain. I probably definitely have some anxiety doing mm-hmm. everything I do, and some mm-hmm. of it's, again, imprinted upon me from generations prior.
Yeah,
so, it's a chronic
right.
work to, like, undo some of that stuff. So tell me kind of what you would do if I was sitting in front of you.
So whether you're sitting in front of me or at a distance anywhere in the world, I would scan your field, and immediately I can start to feel the areas where there might be some disturbances. It doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong. It could be even structurally there's a misalignment in your spine. It could be an old injury that never fully healed. And the beauty of this is that you are a vibrational being. You're not just a physical body. You have a body, but you're not a body. So this works on you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all at simultaneously. So if you have emotional states, emotional situations that you're carrying around, it doesn't have to be debilitating, but, you know, why carry that around if it's affecting you in some way that you may not even be aware of? So I would scan your field, and it's very relaxing and easy typically for the client. You're usually sitting or lying down in a very comfortable position. Your body may start to move and shift. Some people flip and flop like a fish, and other mm-hmm. people don't move an eyelash. And there's no right or wrong, but your body will sometimes start to release physically, or you may just feel that happening internally. People have all sorts of different experiences. It's quite unique to each person. And every time we would do a session, it may be completely different because you would not be the same as you were even in the previous session.
It's so interesting to me, and as a physician, I have to ask the question, you know, do you think achieving this flow state or achieving this higher vibration or higher state of consciousness, as you describe it, do you think that that is what ultimately will cure disease and heal disease? How much of a factor do you see that playing into disease management and healthcare management, quite honestly?
Yeah, it's a brilliant question. I feel the root of all disease. It's literally this simple. There's ease and there's dis-ease. And most people are in dis-ease a lot more than they acknowledge. And mm-hmm. it's emotional. It's mental. It has to do with three things. Our thinking, our beliefs, our false beliefs that we've learned and been conditioned with from early childhood that cause an emotional reaction. And then the emotions get lodged literally in the body. And these emotions release chemicals. We are a pharmacy. And these chemicals are released to different organs, to the nervous system, to the immune system. And then the beliefs and the emotions cause us to make certain choices. We are constantly making choices. Every day, all day. And our choices become habit patterns, and our habit mm-hmm. patterns become our life. And this is the trail of health right here. And I really do believe that we have to go all the way back to the root and stop focusing on the symptoms. The symptoms are never the problem. The root comes from beliefs, emotions, and it's all found in the energy field.
Oh my gosh, that's powerful, and that will change medicine. And I will tell you guys out there listening today, like in our practice, we do some energy scanning and some energy evaluations. Again, I need more work personally to be able to scan somebody without the use of technology, but we do have the technology that helps us in that. And it's just eerie how we can connect the dots for people and show them how an emotional wound will appear in an energy scan, which in turn is linked to an organ system or a meridian system, as the Chinese medicine system, you know, described it, and how that in turn is linked to disease. And then if you really want to shift the entire cycle, you have to work at all those different levels. So I agree. I do think it's the next frontier in medicine.
Yes.
But we have a while to get there. So until we can get there in medicine, what would you tell my listeners to do if they are not yet personally trained in this biofield energy technique, but they want to begin the process of trying to get into the flow, trying to vibrate higher? What are maybe three or four things you would tell them to do daily that would help them to start shifting that energy?
Well, if everyone would stop and take a little quiet time every single day. You don't have to have a formal meditation practice, although I do recommend meditating, but a quiet time where you listen inside. You actually acknowledge and listen to your thoughts and your feelings and become more aware of the predominant thoughts and emotions that you're carrying around and recognize the importance of these and the significance of these and how they're affecting everything and every choice you make. Get to know your inner self rather than distracting yourself from yourself by constantly watching TV or listening to music or running around so crazy busy that you don't even have time to know how you feel. See, that was my problem. I had no clue how I felt. I had no idea what thoughts were, what my beliefs were. There, you know, this is why I created my programs, to help people in a simple way discover this isn't difficult. It's really not rocket science. It's just no one's teaching us this. We don't learn it in school. It's not our way of life. Our way of life is to try to figure it out with our mind and just stay busy and just power through. So I say reverse that. Unwind the ball of string. Sit down. Go outside in nature and literally sit with a tree. Now, that sounds ridiculous to some people, but what you'll find is that, and we know this again from science, nature, the earth, emits a frequency, and we are part of nature. And if you are in nature, you start to resonate and train with the frequency of nature, which will harmonize your vibration. But we've gotten so disconnected from nature. We're never, you know, barefoot. How often are you barefoot on the earth? It's
rarely,
not that common, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But just even being in nature, even looking at nature will affect your nervous system. So find something that you like. Get quiet. It could be nature. It could be walking. It could be art. It could be yoga or meditating or Tai Chi or just something that slows you down. Breathing, deep belly breathing is super effective. And your emotions will come bubbling up and start to release. Your thoughts will come up and release.
So a daily practice of slowing down, of taking time to be quiet. Can we do this with our children too? I feel like there's such a need with them as well. What can we do with our children? And can children learn your biofield immersion technique also?
Yes. In fact, children are actually easier because they don't have a lifetime of cemented false beliefs that have, you know, been put in place. They're much more open. They usually have a very rapid response to the work, and they're very sensitive to energy and to emotions. So you can teach them, I can train them how to do this rapidly, and they love it. They see it as a game. They're much more playful about all of it, which, by the way, is one of the qualities of a flow state, is being more playful.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose that as we age. We start to take everyone and everything in life so seriously. That's how we lose the connection with the present moment. So children, absolutely. We need to train them early on to sit and listen and feel and know that they're not crazy. They're not imagining things. This is very, they have a rich inner world that is unlearned as time goes on.
Well, I can't think of a better way to close, but to encourage everybody out there, you know, to check out Deborah's Biofield Healing Immersion plans and techniques. Is there a website where people can learn more about what you're doing? Like, I even want to get my children enrolled in your program so that we can dip into this. How would we all go about doing this?
Absolutely. If you go to the Biofield Healing Institute, that's BIOFIELD, biofieldhealinginstitute.com, there is a free gift for you there where you can download an MP3 to any device, and you'll be able to hear more about the hidden reasons for pain and disease and suffering. And also, there's a demonstration of the biofield healing immersion method, so you can experience this for yourself right there on that MP3. So I welcome anyone to grab that gift. Be my pleasure.
Well, that is amazing. Deborah, thank you so much for taking time to join me today. I really do believe, guys, that this is the future of medicine, and the sooner we all learn some of these techniques and to tap into our own inner energy and understand how our vibration impacts not only us and our health, but everything around us and everything that we touch, I think the sooner we will all be on a path to true healing. Thank you, Deborah. This has been wonderful. I look forward to talking to you again, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Deborah.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You're awesome. Appreciate it.
Now, we really are going to come on there and try to figure out how, as a family, we can jump into this. So I'll be checking
be
it out
so
a little
exciting.
Bit later.
All right. I love it. Well, have a beautiful day. And thanks again for inviting me to the show.
You're